Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Joseph Entourie, your host, and you are listening to Share the World, a podcast about world transformation and planetary enlightenment involving full contact with extraterrestrial galactic civilization that brings this whole world up out of the state of war, crime, disease, and poverty into absolute freedom, security, and abundance for all people. If you've been listening to this podcast series, the last several shows dealt with a galactic history of this world known as Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth, on galactic star maps in Plentoria solar system and Immaculate Scepter Synthesia Galaxy, which means Immaculate Conception of the Synthesis, and life in the galactic universe outside this solar system is all perfect and a paradise, actually, a space age paradise for real. And it doesn't use money, and there is no war, crime, disease, or poverty, nor mortal death. Life is eternal, and it is all about sharing the presence of spirit gods, superconscious, intelligent love energy, which is the heart and soul and mind and consciousness of the universe itself. It is macrocosm, and we are microcosms. But here on this planet, we have life under the status quo, and that is the subject of today's show, because it is the day after the March for Our Lives. The Children's Crusade began yesterday across this nation and in many other parts of the world. Hundreds of thousands of young people stepping forth that have nothing to lose. All they see is the negative effects, and their lives are threatened in many, many ways. And they are waking up to realize that the status quo that they are living under has nothing to offer that is real. God bless them all. May they carry this through beyond just a dialogue about getting rid of guns. You know, God said, "Thou shalt not kill," and that's really the end of the argument when you get right down to it, because we're all one. And if you're killing another person, you're killing yourself. Why would you do that? So the whole world is waking up to realize the truth that we are living spirit, we are souls and bodies, the mind is in space, your head is a radio TV transceiver, and the mind energy that's been recorded in the planet's aura and that is playing back is loaded with satanic energy. There is no man Satan, there is no man God. People are creating the war, the crime, the disease, the poverty, from the words they speak and the deeds they do that are not in harmony with God's natural law. So the next chapter that I am going to share with you from the Everlasting Gospel is Book 5, Synthesis, and this is Chapter 1 entitled Life Under the Status Quo. This gets very interesting right away. The status quo means that the people can't live under the creation's natural laws of abundance for everyone, because the status quo is evil, satanic thought in the morphic resonance of formative causation, the mind bank of the planet. And it is playing back, destroying the bodies of those who are not born again of God's Spirit. All the prophets who came forth were teaching the people to get organized so they could receive freedom and security and the abundance that they, as workers, were producing. The status quo is sustained because there are people sitting in offices who want to get rich without working. The basic element of the status quo is usury money, which is not a true medium of exchange, but is a cyborg beast. It has banks where the people come in the front door with money to deposit, and the money goes out the back door in loans that interest is paid on. This is how those of satanic power have ruled the world. George Washington was the Masonic father of the United States, which hasn't actually started yet, because it can't start until Agent 666 comes upon the world stage. Revelation 13:18 says, "Here is wisdom. Let those who have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man." This man is me, myself, and I am Alan Michael. And my number is of balanced protons, electrons, and neutrons, which are the Trinity in atoms. I am Agent 666, here to end the whole ignorant status quo system by bringing equality to one and all. Agent 666 is not the Antichrist, as mortal interpreters of the Bible have mistakenly believed. The Antichrist is the Dragon World Usury Bank and the Beast Military, both headquartered in America, in the FRS, IMF, Wall Street, and CIA Pentagon, who carry the Antichrist force spoken of in Revelation 13:1-17. They have control over the whole buying and selling world. The God force has sent me, myself, and I am as the Christ-spirited one who exposes their satanic rule, and in doing so turns them and their evil system into a pillar of light. All the satanic consciousness is reversed through these channelings of the everlasting gospel, which is spoken of in Revelation 14:1-6, immediately following the Revelation 13:18 reference to Agent 666. And these channelings bring absolute freedom, security, and abundance to the whole world. I am a cosmic adept of Galactica who cannot be fooled or taken over by mortal-minded illusions. You can see how necessary and wonderful this everlasting gospel is, and that it is a blessing to all the families of the earth, bringing a final healing to the negative condition that arose in this solar system long, long ago. In Genesis, the writing about Eden and Adam and Eve is a supplemental chapter. This was because God couldn't tell earthlings the truth, that they were in a great big eternal universe, and because they had destroyed their solar system. This put them under a status quo during the period that satanic power would rule over them with soldiers, police, weapons of war, and usury money. Now, the Galactic Elohim takes care of the problems in our galaxy, so other solar systems can't be corrupted with satanic thought. Satanic thought is where a soul in a body vehicle begins to think that they should be as God and rule over others. To have love and live in it isn't enough for them. They want to possess love and make love work for them. This is what satanic power is. But love, the spiritual essence that creation universe is, always comes out on top, with three sixes in a row representing equality for all. Normal universe has 12 dimensions, but this Earth, made green on the outside by galactic psychic adepts in response to the solar catastrophe, has lost 5 dimensions. So before this ruined solar system is dematerialized from space at the end of this millennium, the creation spirit of the universe establishes its real kingdom here. So the higher energies are restored and the approximately 8 billion souls can be redeemed back into normal universe. The atomic dematerialization of satanic energy in this planet's aura comes soon, so that the satanic power can be removed from the planet's aura. Then the souls and bodies will no longer be possessed to be a soldier or a police officer or a judge or a lawyer. The people are then brought into creation's wonderful plan of sharing. The 30-30 plan. 30 days of giving followed by 30 days of receiving, and every 30 days you switch roles from producers to consumers and back again. No middlemen needed. Each atom is a trinity combination of protons, electrons, and neutrons, which relate to alpha, beta, and gamma energies. Alpha energies are red, beta energies are blue, and gamma energies are yellow, and together they make up the spectrum of colors. Otherwise, the universe would just be gray. We like colors. The spectrum makes the sky, land, vegetation, and waters have color and be more beautiful. And we like the way the creation operates its utopian universe for those who have understanding of the Masonic code 666. Agent 666 brings equality through free money at the bank teller window. When the New World's credit is available, as it will be soon, everyone can go to the teller window and get the money they need while we're in this great transition of leaving the old world behind and bringing in our new world of absolute and real freedom, security, and abundance for everyone, where money will never be needed. People will have their conscience awakened in all of this, where right useness of money and all material things is automatic. As it has been, the workers of the world have been made haggard by money changers who keep the status quo satanic power going through the stocks and bonds market, where money pays money to the rich and allows the workers to starve. This is indeed very, very strange. Just ask Julia Roberts what she experienced in playing the role of Erin Brockovich, fighting corporate polluters. She experienced in her soul the reason why good things for everyone can never triumph over evil by using violence, fighting a soldier or a police person who obeys the establishment. The establishment is formed from voting and tax money. Now, how does this compare with the nature of our planet, which governs itself? We pay taxes and vote because souls hypnotized by satanic power are still controlling the planet. So it's through a great worldwide work stoppage, a karma yoga exercise, that we end Satanism. This is carried out only with the passive, peaceful action of the worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise, which does not use the status quo military, judiciary, penal, or police department. All of these are laden with satanic energy. Left to its own devices, evil destroys itself. Look at what evil did to evil in World War II. It pestered the Americans, the British, Germans, Italians, and Japanese to death. Since then, most of the souls who lost their bodies in World War II have reincarnated from the heavenly abode, made by Spirit God especially for this Carlinon planet, where billions of souls destroyed their solar system because they used satanic power in their quest to have freedom from the Creator. The satanic ones said, "Oh, I have a brain that can think. Therefore, I am a squash that never ripened." For example, what would you do if you had a big world corporation where you produced food, clothing, shelter, health care, recreation, and transportation for your workers, who held all things common with you, and distribution was made to everyone according to need? Imagine in Acts 4:32 to 35, Spirit God is telling us in the Bible what the social aspects of its kingdom is. To hold all things common and make distribution according to need. In Acts 4:11 to 12, Spirit God tells us, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, Masons and Christians, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other system, for there is none other name, Jehovah, under heaven, space, given among women and men, whereby we must be saved." Spirit God means here that we cannot be saved by Republicans or Democrats, who are variants of satanic power, which is false artificial intelligence, such as that which the CIA uses. Would you or will you hold all things common with your workers so that you all can live in a world community where there is freedom, natural security, and abundance for everyone, as God and its Lord teaches? Or would you start a usury bank where you divide the money into three parts, one for the master, one for the dame, and one for the little boys and girls who cry in the lane? Back on Thursday, March 16, 2000, many independent truckers flocked into Washington, D.C. with their big trucks to protest against the high cost of gasoline. And Fairplay C-SPAN showed the scene on world television with the speeches by representatives of the truckers who are caught between finance, insurance, licenses, taxes, and now the high cost of gasoline. They are losing their big rigs and even their homes because of the satanic system of usury money, which breeds capitalism as a cancer that destroys the lives of people. The USSR could easily have rid the world of this if the Soviets had just risen up and abolished prisons, courts, and judges in the new USSR, and brought forth the psychiatric healing of all people by understanding that it's the system that spoils people and not the people who spoil the system. The people rid themselves of the old satanic system of usury money that makes the rich richer and the poor poorer through the incredible worldwide work stoppage, karma yoga exercise, which the creation brings in at this time of the World Wide Web. Anyone can see that the internet draws people to come out of Satanism and into the idea whose time has come and cannot be stopped. This is the universal Christ idea of a heaven on earth. All of this because the Christians who represent Jesus don't present the full truth of Jesus rising from the tomb when the two ETs came and rolled the stone away. Jesus rose and they went together out into villages where people knew Jesus and were all extremely glad to see him again after the Roman government had put him to death. Then on the third day, Jesus was present with a group of people when he rose up into the air and went into a cloud, which of course was a galactic spaceship that had come to take Jesus to the mothership, where he was taken out of his earth body and it was dematerialized. The soul Jesus was then put into a 12th density eternal body of normal universe. Now, why didn't the New Testament prophets tell this? Because the age of Christ consciousness wasn't to open up until the beginning of this millennium, which the satanic group would call the year 2000. Why? Because they want to keep God's people enslaved in the mortal-minded time machine. In higher reality, because of contact with the eternal consciousness of Galactica, people are saved in the love his service has done for all people, which Jesus gave his life unto, so they won't have to buy and sell, wheel and deal for another 1,000 years. Galactica is recreating this planet anew as Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth. Placentia is its new name, in which Masons and Christians join hands together to organize the worldwide work stoppage Karma Yoga exercise to redeem all people, including the learned elders of Zion and their floating Jews who are lost at sea. They don't realize they are riding on a wave that smacks the shore and casts them onto the rocks, just as many were killed in the foolish World War II. World War II was created out of an artificial depression created by the satanic FRS through their control of the money of the world. We forgive the Zionists of the FRS, IMF, World Bank, etc., just as Omni-God forgives all of us, and we forgive all debt as well. We turn money into a simple medium of exchange instead of the end-all and be-all of life itself. Then we get rid of money. This opens the way for all people to be healed of their past conditioning, including the elders of Zion and all those Jews who abide by their rule. You will not cross over unless you are part of the solution. And the solution is to come out of this old world through the medium of the worldwide work stoppage, Karma Yoga exercise, carried out in concert with God's Elohim, bringing forth Spirit God's great 30-30 plan of autonomous self-government. All of the people, including those of the congresses of the world, the soldiers of the world, the police of the world, the judges and lawyers of the world, now come into real affirmative action that only uses unconditional love to end this old world in a peaceful way and start the new world through a joyous, great world celebration. Thank you for listening to this edition of Share the World. We love you. We'll see you next time when we're going to begin to go into the details of Spirit God's great world master plan for bringing heaven on earth to this world. Bye-bye.